This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
I should not be left to my own devices that come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis, Taylor's old as time. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I watch as you are leaving. You got tired of my scheming for the last time. It's me, hi, I'm the problem. It's me at tea time. Everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. So the very definition of anti-hero is the UK's health secretary during the pandemic, Matt Hancock. His photo may basically be against the Wikipedia entry for anti-hero. Anti-hero is a main character in a story who may lack conventional heroic qualities and attributes such as idealism, courage, and morality. We got to know Matt during the pandemic from his in this country, in the UK. From his many press conferences, and well, I think fair's to say, I think it went to his head. But you know, I think it would go to most people's heads, wouldn't it? He was telling the whole country to stay indoors. I'm sure you had the equivalent in your country. The power of this person. 60 million people, stay indoors. Or else. And then there were the daily death figures, the Grim Reaper, Matt Hancock, telling us how many had been lost. And then predictions of how many would be lost tomorrow. Stay indoors or you're going to die. And I know how many will die as well, for I am God. Of course it went to his head. And he couldn't get to sleep. Old Matty, certainly not with his wife, so he had to fuck someone else, didn't he? Of course he did. Again, put yourself in the position of basically God. God and the Grim Reaper combined. That man needed to come. Not in his wife. Are you sick? Are you sick? Of course he needed to come in someone new. And so now, last week, Matty Boy entered the jungle on a reality game show thing, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where the public are voting for him in their millions to carry out a series of trials involving, you know, sticking him in coffins full of rats, and getting him to eat, what was it, sheep's vagina. And kangaroo's penises. And some people are saying, yeah, ha ha ha, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna fuck him up, yeah. That's exactly what Matt Hancock doesn't want, which is the full glare of publicity. Everyone voting for him. Everyone talking about him. Him being on the shocking news. That's exactly what Matt Hancock doesn't want, being the centre of a twig. And I fuck him up. And then, there's something else going on, isn't there? Because secretly, you may not like to admit it, but we like him. Oh, we do! For he is an anti-hero. He portrays none of the conventional heroic qualities, but in him we see an everyman. For we see ourselves. We see a vision of ourselves that we would love to be. Oh yes, a god. Fucking anyone he wants. Telling the country what to do and telling them when they're going to die. Anything against this man is an act of jealousy, plain and simple. He's an anti-hero for sure. But you know what an anti-hero is actually? Well, they're a hero. That's the definition, remember? They're a hero without any heroic qualities. The best hero of them all. For he is inspiring. And I'll tell you why he's inspiring. Because even an incompetent, weedy, two-faced, cheating little fuck can rise to the top. There's seriously hope for us all. That's a lot.